Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more. Call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb. High winds this morning brought down a power line on Pinnebog Road, prompting a road closure between Kindy Road and Limerick Road. The Kindy Fire Department was on scene and had the area blocked off while DTE Energy crews to arrive. Motorists were advised to use alternate routes. The closure was reported around 7:48 a.m. And school districts are recognizing there are times when youths need more than just having breakfast and lunch available to them. The Reese Public School District is the latest district to answer that need by opening a Rocket Pantry. The Rocket Pantry will be a room dedicated to food and supplies to those who need a little extra help. The Reese School District is seeking donations to help stock the pantry. It took a lot of time and effort to create a pantry. Because of that, Superintendent Jordan Ackerman thanked Kelsey Crane from Crane L&M Appliances for donating a refrigerator for the pantry room. He thanked Sarah Costello and Cale Thompson for their time helping prepare the room, and he thanked Chris Krieger and Jamie Strauss for their time and effort getting the room ready to serve students and families to be able to use the Rocket Pantry. The Carroll Community School District opened a pantry last month, and there are some other school districts in Tuscola County that have had pantries for several years for those who need a little extra help. And the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners continued to discuss the number of complaints they have received about the county's Road Commission Board and ways to possibly dissolve the Road Board during Monday's board meeting. Commission Chair Kim Vaughn said he researched how the county could go back to road commissioners being appointed instead of elected, and he also researched ways to operate if the Road Commission Board is dissolved. Vaughn determined to the county Board of Commissioners could charge the Road Commission Board back to be selected by the County Board of Commissioners, and the Road Board could be dissolved by approving a resolution to do so without a vote of the people. He also reported that he found three counties that did away with their Road Commission Board, and they just used an advisory committee to operate that department. Vaughn said he has made calls to talk to those counties that don't have a road commissions about how their operations are going, and he is willing to hear back. On that issue, Vaughn suggested fellow commissioners do their own research to decide what they want to do about road commission issues. During discussion, it was reported that when the late Tom Young was a commissioner and a liaison to the road commission, he was told by the road commission board that he was to only be seen and not heard during meetings. Newly appointed Commissioner Nancy Barrio said when she attended the Road Commission meeting, they were not forthcoming with information and that it took several weeks to get a response if one came all at all for her questions or others. And during this month's Sebowing Village meeting, the council filled some positions. Approval was given to hire Christy Trenner as a temporary clerk with a wage of $21 per hour. She will start December 1st. Trenner will work until the village clerk returns. It was decided to hire a temporary clerk because it will be a while before the village's full-time clerk returns to work. The council also appointed Marcus Sting to be the president pro tempore to act in the absence of President Julie Epperson. In addition, it was decided to add office staff member Justin Fritz to be a financial signer for certificate of deposit for the village in the absence of the full-time clerk. During the meeting, it was decided that village offices would be closed on Friday, December 26th, and on Friday, January 2nd, 2026. Because of that, village employees will need to either use vacation time or comp time to be paid for those 2 days. Also, the council accepted the resignation of Trustee Scott Adam with regret. When we come back after this Jake's Plumbing and Heating and Cooling sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
It's that time of the year when the leaves start to fall and the nights get a little cooler. It's also that time to start thinking about getting your furnace ready for those brutal months ahead. Call Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Lennox dealer, to help. During the summer months, your furnace goes unused, filling with dirt and debris. Servicing your furnace is essential for the safety, efficiency, and effectiveness during the heating season. Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling's trained professionals will clean, inspect, and tune up your furnace, and also give you an honest evaluation of your system at a fair price. Time for a new system? Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling can set you up with a new custom Lennox heating and cooling system. Lennox products are reliable and provide efficient performance, saving you money every month on your utility bills. Don't be caught in the cold. Call Jake's Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling to schedule your appointment today.
This is Jake from Jake's Plumbing and Heating. Call us today for all your plumbing, heating, cooling, well, and septic needs. Yes, we do it all. Stop by our shop just south of M142, M19 intersection at 980 South Hubley Road, or call us 989-269-6638.
Depend on Lennox Heating and Cooling Systems for your home's total comfort in every season.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, a federal judge has dismissed criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, ruling that the special prosecutor who brought the indictments was improperly appointed, which leaves the Justice Department weighing possible next steps while both defendants return to their previous legal status without convictions. And in our international news, major stock markets in the Gulf region edged lower as oil prices softened, with investors reacting to concerns about global supply glut and uncertainty over the trajectory of Ukraine-related peace talks that could affect future Russian energy exports and overall demand expectations. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Jake's Plumbing and Heating. For reliable, affordable service from start to finish on all projects, plumbing, heating, cooling, sewer repair, and more, call Jake's Plumbing and Heating at 989-269-6638, serving all of the Thumb.